Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 169 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Aston Martin and their recent announcement of creating a V12 Speedster, in which, if you haven't looked into further details, which is explained why you may not have if you're listening to this podcast episode, is that it is actually a brand new sports car that is roofless and windshieldless, which actually is taking inspiration from the Le Mans winning 1959 DBR1 and the CC100 Speedster concept car that Aston Martin created a little while ago as well. But not only was it inspired by those two vehicles, it joins two other vehicles that are already, one of them is in production, one of them is soon to be in production, but that's the Ferrari Monza SP2 and the McLaren Elva. Both of these cars are roofless and windshieldless, and thus, the Aston Martin V12 Speedster will be just that. Now, there's very little known about the Aston Martin V12 Speedster, other than a few minute details. We know what it's inspired by. We know only 88 of them are going to be built. We also know it's going to be utilizing a similar engine to the current twin-turbocharged 5.2-liter V12 that's currently utilized in the DB11 and the DBS Superleggera. Power output is actually going to be around 700 horsepower with 516 pound-feet of torque and an 8-speed ZF automatic transmission. Now, the last and final detail is we do know that deliveries are expected to actually take place rather soon, next year of 2021. And with that, as far as details go, that's actually all that's currently known. There's really not much. But I think the reason why this type of car is something we need to talk about and it's kind of important is, let's go back to way back when, and for those that watched the recent Ford vs. Ferrari movie, you saw the AC Cobras, how there's just no roofs. Some of them have windshields, some of them don't. We're kind of seeing some of those cars actually come back, the McLaren Elva, the Ferrari Monza SP2, and now the Aston Martin V12 Speedster. This could be a totally, well, I shouldn't say brand new market, because it's already happened many, many, many years ago, but this could be a market that once was, that is now re-emerging into creating, I guess you would say, a GT type of lifestyle. I mean, I can totally picture this type of car being used in Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, or in Dubai, or in Monte Carlo, or in Monaco, or, you know, places high, more luxury areas like that, or just grand touring. Like if you're like me and you live in California and you want to drive along the beautiful California coast, you could certainly do it in a car such as this. But I'm actually extremely excited for this car. I fell in love with the Ferrari Monza SP2. I fell in love with the McLaren Elva. And now we have the Aston Martin V12 Speedster coming to us. And I think this is a slow return of a market that once was. But very, very, very short and sweet episode today, ladies and gentlemen, just because there's so few details, but I wanted to talk about it today because, one, I'm excited about it. Two, I think it's going to be a rare opportunity because only 88 are going to be built. So let's just take a guess. I'm going to say it's going to be between $1 and $2 million. We'll settle. We'll say $1.5 million. That's my guess. But again, it's a rare opportunity to buy a car. It's going to be unique and special. It's going to be rare. And I think this truly is a once was market coming back to life for the automotive world. So out of those three cars, knowing what we now know, if you happen to just be a diehard Aston Martin fan, would you rather have the Aston Martin V12 Speedster, the Ferrari Monza SP2, or would you have the McLaren Elva? Out of those three, knowing what we currently know about all three of them, which one would you rather have? Just go ahead and let me know. And ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 169 today, talking about the soon and upcoming Aston Martin V12 Speedster. I cannot wait to learn more about the car. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook, If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. It truly does mean a lot. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube. If you are, bless you. Thank you so much. And once you get to the channel, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, or accessory from your favorite car company, www.tog.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 170. We're going to be talking about General Motors and how they're bringing back the once-loved Hummer. Only this time, it is electric. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.